You're listening to the Nowhere in Mulberry Lostcast, Part 3.
I'll tell you another great show, and it's getting better each week, and that's Lost! As usual with Lost, it's best to play a clip. Let's check it out.
Over here!
It's one of them.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
You're making a serious mistake.
Wait!
Oh! They'll
yeah.
crossbow to the back.
It's no good to
hate
be
it
dead.
When that happens. Yeah, exactly.
You talk to him, sir. As I recall.
Do that voodoo that you do.
John, wake up.
4 months ago, we crashed, my wife and I.
Your wife, where is she?
She died.
What the hell's going on here?
Russo trapped him in the jungle. She believes he's an other. Does Jack have the combination to the armory?
For now, he does.
How long would it take for you to change it?
Why doesn't anyone tell Jack their plans on this? Everyone hides everything from him.
Because he's such a wuss.
Yeah. Well, where do you think we should put him?
I say we put him in the armory. It's secure.
Okay.
Sounds like Cyborg needing oil.
It's a dirty, filthy Cyborg.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Give me your hands. You said you buried your wife. Tell me where.
Where are you?
Where?
In the jungle.
How deep? How many shovelfuls of earth? Did you use your hands? How long did it take you?
I don't remember.
You would remember. You would remember if you buried the woman you loved.
Genocide. That time in the
this
month.
This is all a mistake. Hurting me isn't gonna bring her back.
Better you make me feel better.
Tell me how to
open it now, John.
This has to happen.
You open that damn door, you understand me? You open it now.
No.
Uh-oh. Time to input the code.
30 seconds left.
Okay, right 15 left.
You think I'm stupid, you're opening it.
Oh, shit.
No!
Aw, oh, cop out! What do you mean? He couldn't reset it that late.
He is one of them.
Yeah? Did he tell you that?
No.
Then how do you know?
How do you know he's not?
Because I know.
I know because I feel no guilt for what I did to him.
The guy was definitely.
But there is no way I can ever explain that to Jack or even Locke. Because both of them have forgotten.
Forgotten?
What?
That you were strung up by your neck and left for dead. That Claire was taken and kept for days during which God only knows what happened to her. So tell me, Charlie, have you forgotten?
And it wasn't until he said that that I realized that's a lot of our complaints. Viewers' complaints, and me especially, it seems like they don't really talk about stuff that happened previously, and maybe they're writing that in like, some plot holes, let's have it where they can't remember stuff, like they lose their memory or something.
Conveniently forget all these things happened to us.
When the counter reached zero, it was
hieroglyphics.
Egyptian hieroglyphics appeared. One final one didn't come over, and that's why I guess he had time to hit execute and then reset it. From online, it looks like, from what some people have found, is that it means to cause death, or basically the translation they might need is you die. Like, it goes that, and then it goes, you die, and you could hear something powering up. Something was going to happen. What the hell was it? And
the magnetic
reset.
Field.
What do you think it was?
Death
I think it was the ice cream machine.
Yeah, I was like, and Coke. Oh, that's all it was. Your sandwich is ready.
It was the Tesla death ray.
Yeah. But I thought this was a good episode because it was a Saeed episode with the flashbacks in Desert Storm. And we had the Kurgan there.
I know. He was horrible.
Mr. Krabby. SpongeBob. And he does a lot of voice work. That stuff was great. He basically, this is how he learned how to torture people. He even says, now if you ever need something, you know how to get it. The gist of it was, there will be a time where you need some information and you know how to get it now. Which is, you know, pull fingernails, pull teeth.
Make him listen to Bob Saget's stand-up.
But finally, this was a flashback I thought was interesting. There was a lot of CG in this episode. Did you notice that?
Yeah, with the war and all that going on.
Yeah, but I love the shot of him standing there and you see the burned oil wells in the background. That was a cool shot.
Yeah.
And there was even a Kate. Kate's dad was there.
Well, not real dad,
Desert
but...
Storm. Yeah, the guy that she calls dad, and it turns out her real dad is this total a-hole that she blows up. But the guy that she loves... He's looking at a picture of Kate while...
That's when I realized who he was.
Yeah, he's sitting right there across from Saeed. So there's all these weird connections on the show that, you know, the writers are just teasing us.
The whole 6 degrees of separation.
But I realize now, maybe part of the show, like even the episodes that get on my nerves, if I go online and people find these little clues, it makes me more interested. Like, hey, that's really neat. You know, I'll forgive it because this is kind of cool. Like the whole hieroglyphic thing, that was really cool. And I was really sucked in. What's going to happen? And when he reset it, I was like, no, come on. Don't let him reset it.
But the hatch is its own character on the show.
But it looks like in, 2 weeks, a new episode, and it'll deal with...
another break.
It'll deal with Claire's missing 2 weeks.
No.
I don't really like Claire Anal very probes. Much because of her voice. Like, when she... You're hunting me, Charlie! Just her voice gets on my nerves. Jesus.
Incompets.
And there was a nice little subplot there. I wouldn't even call it a subplot. Story B. What the hell was that about? It was Sawyer trying to track a noisy frog down. And he gets Hurley to help him. And finally, you know, he keeps making fat jokes.
Is it
jokes.
Outside his window while he's sleeping?
Yeah, it's like... makes a weird sound, but it sounds like a predator snort, actually. But Hurley has a stash of food, and he's got this giant gallon, I don't know, multiple gallons of ranch dressing that he's eating. Is that going to go bad? And he goes, actually, it says in room temperature it'll last 7 years. I think Sawyer calls Hurley Rerun at one point in this episode. Rerun?
Yeah.
But anyway, there's one part where he goes, all right, dude, I get it. I'm fat, okay? That's right, I'm fat. And you know what? Everyone likes me. And I thought that was a good scene. And he even goes, I'm sorry, man. I just want to get this frog. And they finally find the frog. And Hurley's like, you know what I'm thinking? I could go carry him to another beach, let him go. He can maybe meet a nice lady frog and everything will be okay. He goes, yeah, that was one idea. And then he goes, and crushes the frog in his hand. Basically... Sawyer's an a-hole.
Yes, basically. Yes.
And is that the only tree frog in the whole jungle? I doubt it.
No.
But did you have in the back of your mind, maybe it's like a poison dart frog or something?
I know.
Or it's one of the hallucinogenic frogs they're going to start licking. And...
Yeah, he's going to start tripping. But they never went back to that story, so that's not what happened. Maybe it was too obvious or something. Good loss. Can't wait to see what happens next week. Hey, guys, we got a new loss this week. Let's check it out. Like every episode of Lost, let's play a clip.
What are you doing here?
He's infected, isn't he?
You get away from us!
You don't remember, do you?
Keep listening to my voice. Think about what you see.
It's a vaccine. We don't want him to get sick. We're going to give you a shot now, Claire. A little medicine for your baby. That wasn't so bad, was it? I think it's time for a surprise. Go ahead, turn it on.
It vibrates.
Ethan, you were supposed to make the list and then bring her in. Was I unclear?
It's not my fault.
He's like, guy, but he's clean shaven now.
And manifest.
Well, what am I supposed to tell him?
It's okay, you're all right.
The hell is that sound?
Back to where I scratched you. Claire!
wake up.
I can never get used to that sound.
What are you talking about?
You're going to die. They're going to cut him out of you.
Hey, you're lying. You're lying.
That's not how you deliver babies.
You'll thank me for this one day.
We don't want him to get sick.
Knock that crap off.
The medicine's here.
She was acting like a total spaz.
Well, if your child's
sick. Where is it?
Who are you?
Yes, I'm here! Ethan!
You were trying to save me.
I carried you on my back to
the bloody dinger stole my baby!
Sorry. I remember. A girl. A girl with blue eyes. She helped me. She saved me. Just like you did. I'm sorry.
She's not as psycho as you, but...
And I hope your baby is not infected. But if it is, I hope you know what must be done.
Do you think this infection thing is real?
It's good.
Fever's
well, broken.
Think Michael might have it.
The rash has even started to fade.
You're mine. And I love you. I love you so much.
The very last few minutes of Lost is always with piano.
Guy ran with the bulls. Fought in the Spanish Civil War.
Dostoevsky had his virtues, too. He was a genius, for one.
Are you the genius? Or are you the guy who always feels like he's living in the shadow of the genius? I just don't understand why you let the doctor call the shots.
Do you like that, how he's...
pissed off?
Being manipulated? So that was an interesting episode. We got to see a different side of Ethan.
We finally got to see what happened from last season.
Yeah, he was a nice guy, you know. On the in the
well, no, he hung Charlie from his by his neck. I don't think
yeah,
that was nice.
But Charlie's kind of annoying, so he knew something we didn't.
He did a favor.
Yeah. So they wanted to take her baby because they have enough serum to give to the baby, but not her. Was he lying there? What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
What is the serum?
Another thing is Kate finds a paste-on beard with theatrical makeup in a locker. What's that all about? So obviously Yukon Cornelius from the previous episode was wearing a fake beard. Do you guys remember when I commented how fake the beard looked?
Yeah.
Do you think there's this backtracking by the Lost producers? Man, that did look fake. Let's plant a fake beard and some theatrical glue in a locker.
Cover our asses
for how bad the makeup was that episode. Uh-huh, nope, we're on to you, pal. It was an interesting episode. I don't understand what the pshawn sound was all about, but... I was like, what the hell is that sound? How come when she has flashbacks, she has that annoying sound in her head? So,
all the drugs.
But Rousseau, it's just like, wouldn't you grab her by the shoulders and go, hey, lady, snap out of it, you nut job. Jesus, just act normal for a second. Your crazy chick crap is getting on my nerves.
Crazy.
But we've had more episodes with Rousseau, so I'm wondering what's happening. What's going to happen in coming weeks? There's not going to be another new Lost for a couple of weeks, so
as usual.
Yeah, thanks, Lost. Thanks for making us wait a couple of weeks.
What is with that?
We'll take 2 weeks off. We'll make one.
You know, there's so many. I read on so many forums and stuff. People are like, "Hey, if you don't like waiting, watch another show." It's like, no, you know what? I'm allowed to complain about it. I like the show. But, you know, there are other shows. 24 has a new episode every week, including
Battlestar Galactica.
Next week, there's going to be a two-hour 24. I mean, I'm not going to say, hey, they're making a great show, so you need to wait weeks at a time. It's like, give me a break. Other shows figure out how to do it. You know,
they haven't all been
irritating.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I like the show. It's a testament to the show. You want to see a new episode every week. They need to work that out. Bastards.
it would be fine if every once in a while, but it seems like every other week.
Yeah, it's been really bad. It was bad the first season, I remember. The first season.
They're bailing their people out of jail.
Yeah, people are driving drunk. They're slipping on banana peels. Just all sorts of stuff. Wait, why are we getting into Lost? There's no new Lost, are there?
There was a new Lost.
There was one new Lost this week.
One.
Unbelievable. All right, before we talk about Lost, let's listen to what happened.
Honey? Are you all right? I think I'm just a little lightheaded. Well, you spent a lot of time around the baby. Maybe you caught something. At least talk to Jack.
Really?
She's doing opium.
I'm okay. Thank you.
That's what she's planting in her garden.
She found absinthe in the plane wreckage.
She's chasing the dragon.
For 3 days now, and I can't help but get the sense that he's just not motivated to cooperate with us.
And how are we going to motivate him, John?
I think we need to bring in some new blood.
Obviously,
we need to kick his ass.
What do you think about Anna Lucia?
So why don't you draw
me
in that?
She knows the crap out of me.
We'll go out there, we'll find it, and everybody will believe you.
It doesn't matter what I do. I'm dead already.
And I'm going to sing show tunes. Hello, Frisco.
Don't remind Steven, he's got to go back there.
No.
Things are going to play out just like you said.
Whoa.
I love the violin work.
It's to his balloon.
Yeah, I know.
How did you get him to do this?
I want a balloon too.
I showed him my breasts. He said, please put them away. I'll draw you a map.
Is it 100% sure?
I trapped him in the room with my B.O. Doesn't she, Anna Lucia, look like she probably has some hardcore B.O. going?
I don't even want to think about it. It's like dry heave.
It's impossible.
After she ran on the beach for
Jack,
hours.
Is this a filler episode? Shh. Keep it a secret.
Will absolutely nothing go on during this episode? Maybe.
But let's keep it a secret.
This is it.
Gulp.
This balloon would be rather large, right?
Why am
no,
it
would be tiny.
We need to look some more.
This is where he said it would be.
Come on,
sure. Everybody.
Charlie, deliver a semi-sarcastic line.
Why was Charlie even in this episode?
To deliver a semi-sarcastic line.
What's the computer for?
Are you looking at my bum?
He's eating Dharma flakes.
It's been a reward for good behavior, huh? I guess I earned myself Dharma some goodwill.
No, he's eating Dharma, the new trail mix.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense she didn't tell you.
With marshmallow Brent heads.
Nice.
Of course, if I was one of them,
floating Teresa breasts.
Be your enemies.
I mean, what?
What would I do?
Breasts.
There'd be no balloon.
You said the magic word.
I know if this guy isn't another, I would still strangle him with a garrote. Cut his throat.
Like a cave or some underbrush.
Well, he's got to be mentally imbalanced to actually fly a balloon
across
the
world.
When your friends got there, a bunch of my people would be waiting for him. Then they'd use them to trade for me. I guess it's a good thing I'm not one of them, huh?
I guess? You don't know. They didn't tell us anything
milk?
In this episode. Got any milk? That's what this episode is pretty much about, is they have no milk on the island.
They milk the black horse.
Couldn't they get milk out of coconuts?
Coconut milk, certainly.
Well, coconut milk is made whenever you grind the coconut with the liquid.
I also heard that coconut is a natural, what is
laxative.
It? Laxative. Yeah, I learned that in that Tom Hanks movie, I forget what it's called.
Yes, Castaway.
So what we learn here is Jin and Sun couldn't have children.
And Son is now Mary, the Immaculate Conception.
Yeah. Do you think she was... That's what I want to know. Did she sleep with the guy who was teaching her English?
She was kidnapped, she was impregnated artificially.
But she wasn't really kidnapped, though. Remember,
no,
that was Charlie. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Charlie's the father, that sick bastard.
Damn it.
He left that part of his...
Right, I think it was the black fog. It was horny.
Yeah. Was this a filler episode, you guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, the filler before the lockdown episode next week.
Which looks good, I gotta say.
People bitch and moan about an artistic episode like the Sopranos second episode, yet they don't complain at all about a filler episode like of Lost like this one.
Oh, I'm sure they complain. Somebody complains about everything, you know.
All I know is I missed the first 15 minutes of the show, and then I watched the last 45 and was like, huh, okay.
It what
filler.
I mean, it showed that Saeed and Anna Lucia are going to fall in love, I guess, eventually. No, I don't know what was going on there, but...
Can you imagine the stink coming from that general area?
But all I know... This
Lord whole, almighty.
This whole thing was setting up for next week, I assume. And something with... They need to get the storyline over of this guy, because I'm starting to not care who he is. I don't know about you guys.
Well, did they not show a little clip of a balloon? Like a
yeah, that's a they show a spoiler, basically, on the previews. And here's another thing that I thought was funny, is they kind of talk about the last episode in this episode. Like, when did that happen? And they say that was yesterday, or whatever. The last mm-hmm. episode that happened was yesterday, right? But
I think so.
It was like 3 weeks ago for us, you know. Season two has basically been 6 days, but for us it's been like half a year because there's so many gaps in between episodes. So we'll check back on the lockdown next week, Steven.
Okay.
Now, is it spelled L-O-C-K-E?
Did you guys hear that when Steven said, okay.
Okay.
It's because he was asleep and I woke you up, wasn't it? All right, guys, as exciting as 24 was, there was even a more exciting Lost. Now, that was a total lie. It wasn't more exciting than 24, but it sounded
nothing
good.
Is more exciting than 24.
Now, Lost, the last 10 minutes of Lost are the most exciting parts, but let's check out what happened this week on Lost.
Draw it again. A map to your balloon.
I was joking. I was making a joke.
Up and around.
That was a good joke.
Besides my balloon. Put him back in the armory.
John? Sorry.
This way! He said he buried it, right?
Why isn't it raining?
Balloon!
What was that voice saying? I think it was saying, stand clear or something like that.
Will you be quiet? Maybe you should get Jack!
I said Jack!
This show has some of the best sound effects
on
TV.
What happened? These blast doors came down. The whole living area sealed off.
Did you try to pry?
Yeah, but I couldn't. Maybe if the two of us...
You want me to help you?
Yeah. The toolbox!
Come on, come on! Put it on! John, wait, don't you think it's...
Oh, what are they doing to each other?
Wait till somebody comes down. All right.
No, we don't have time. I trusted you, Henry. Now you gotta trust me. That button has to be pushed.
Listen to me. You have to get up into the vents and enter the numbers in the computer.
Could Locke not fit there? Is that why he didn't go?
Henry, can you hear me?
Crap. Fit where?
Henry!
In the vent?
Henry!
Uh-oh.
Oh, what was that?
Henry!
There's a black light in the hatch for some reason. Stoners.
God, righteous, man.
And then he sees this crazy map on the wall. At first, when I first saw the question mark, I thought it was some kind of riddle or something.
Is anybody here?
Yeah, we are. Hey, how's it going?
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Is this where they saw the blue light special?
Yeah.
What'd you find?
Great deals.
Get away from this. Wait, you don't...
Step back right now.
Saeed, it's okay.
I said get away!
Hey, all right!
I'm going
him
to
out.
Stomp a mud hole in his ass.
It was all there. Your whole story, your alibi, it was true. But still, I did not believe it to be true. So I dug up that grave. And found that there was not a woman inside. There was a man.
Uh-oh.
A man named Henry Gale.
Dum, dum.
Well, okay. Now, okay, this episode of Lost, okay, do we all agree that nothing happens till the last 10 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Of interest. I got excited when I saw the map on the wall. I was like, ooh, cool. What does that
mean?
Yeah,
I was totally mappical.
Yeah, I was like, awesome. But, you know, it shows the whole thing. All I know is from Lost, Locke's flashback that he's an idiot.
Yeah, Locke really is the consummate douchebag.
His dad stole his kidney, and then he trusts him again to get this money for him.
Well, and then he loses Al Bundy's wife.
Yes.
I mean, the guy, basically, I think this story was about whether to trust Henry Gale or not. And finally, he decides to trust him. And then at the very end, it shows that he was wrong. He should not have trusted him. But the fact that he did trust him, it didn't... It
shows
it helped
he's a
him,
very trusting person.
But it did get him through. I mean, it's not like Henry Gale, this guy who's not Henry Gale, did anything to him. He actually helped him. So, all I know, it sounds like the counter goes to zero again, and then what, does he put the code in at the last minute? I don't understand
I don't
what's going on.
You know
there.
What, the way... I'm not sure what it all means. Why did all this stuff go down? Why did it lock down? When it...
When
the timer was going down, did he let it expire?
I don't know.
When he put in the code, what was with the drop that, you know, the strobe light drop of all the food?
Right, and some
it's
people
all
think...
all coinciding in some way.
And some people think what it was the drop was coming, and it tells you to stand clear of the doors, the doors seal, the drop comes down, and then it lets you back out again. Like, it automatically resets or something. I don't know. It's all speculation because you never know anything on this show. But I think it's interesting that they get air support from Dharma where they drop in new food to replenish supplies. I thought that was
interesting. Well, Dharma obviously knows people are still there.
Right.
And maybe the code is like, hey, we're still here? I don't know.
And
what
another interest, the map was on a blast door, and the blast door has only come down... Maybe the blast doors. Someone was trapped in there for a long time to draw that map. Is all I know.
Or maybe it tells you where the food drop is.
I don't know. It looked like some crazy guy scribbled all that down.
No, all that the map was. It was obvious. It showed the different wings because you could see the where the medical wing was.
Right.
And you could see where the main center where they were.
Right.
Was.
But it looks like a map that some guy made. It didn't look like he. You know. It didn't look. Like somebody used a machine to help them draw lines.
And then there's the big circle in the center where it just has a question mark, and you can see that all of the tunnels leading to that center part are closed off.
I have a really cool link that shows the picture blown up really big, and it has arrows pointing, and it has written down what it says. And one of the things
I kept pausing the TiVo. The only thing I noticed the most was off to the right it says evil. In
right.
a box.
But
or
it actually,
something.
When it's blown up, it doesn't say evil. It's a Roman numeral. It says CVIII. Say what, Vanessa?
107?
No, 108. CVIII, 108.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So get it? The counter goes 108. So.
Yeah.
I think they're just messing with this. But I thought it was a good episode. And next week, hopefully it's good. Or is it coming on next week? Or is it the week after?
Yes, I already checked. It is a new one. Finally.
Oh, cool.
2 weeks in a row.
Hey,
yay.
Thanks a lot, Lost people. You're actually letting us see episodes.
How nice of them.
I know.
Yeah, what happened to the first season of 24 where it was so good?
Let's move on to Lost.
What happened to the first season when it was so good?
Lost, a show that never leaves questions unanswered. Let's check out what happened on this week's Lost.
I tried giving it all away, but I guess I kind of kept some of it for myself. Wish I could just get rid of it.
Then get rid of it.
Yeah, don't give it to people that are hungry. Throw it around and laugh and giggle.
Yeah, that scene was kind of annoying, wasn't it?
They found something. Yeah. Come on.
They found more food.
Damn.
Yay.
How many of you are there?
You don't understand.
Understand this.
You have 3 seconds to answer my question.
What I will
kill you. He'll kill me!
I'll kill you.
Two.
You can't do this!
Three.
Oh!
What the hell's wrong with you?
Why did she stop him? Why would he kill the guy?
You're still at Santa Rosa, man. You never left the hospital. All this? You? Me? This island? That peanut butter, none of it's real, man. It's all in your head, my friend.
But I got better. I changed.
Shane, you've been on a deserted island for over 2 months and you haven't dropped 10 pounds.
Libby says it won't happen
overnight. Oh, right, right, Libby. The mega cute blonde chick who just happens to have the hots for you. The only way for you to bust out is to tell your mind that you don't believe any of this.
I stood at your computer as the alarm beeped. And you know what happened? Your timer just slipped back to 108. I never entered the numbers. I never pressed the button.
Hurley, what is going on?
No! This isn't happening! Because in real life, no girl like you would ever like me. You remember when I said I knew you from somewhere? Well, maybe it's because I made you up.
I am real. The way I feel about you, that's real. Yeah.
And so is this cliff. Please push him off.
It was real.
Maybe you should do one more time. Just to be sure.
Hey, so you need some water to go with that?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Well, fine. See you later, guys. Thanks for the photo op.
Here's your pill, Libby.
Yeah, what did this mean? Why Libby's at the hospital at the end? What does that mean?
Patient?
That she's a patient or she's...
It's all some autistic child's dream.
Did it not mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's saying elsewhere. Did it just not mean anything like all... You know, everyone else's flashbacks, there's a part where they cross paths with somebody else or something, or they're on TV in the background. Maybe it means nothing. My favorite part of this episode is when Hurley tries to beat up Sawyer, or starts beating the crap out of him. I thought that was funny.
Sawyer should have grabbed the guns and shot Hurley in the head and just made it be done with. I'm so sick and tired of Hurley.
Now, this episode, I almost think this episode was kind of where the writers kind of read message boards and they see people's theories. And one of them is, maybe it's all inside Hurley's head because he was a mental institution, that kind of thing, or in someone else's head, and they kind of do this kind of show, no, it's not, or whatever.
Well, how about if they just stop reading the message boards and just get on with the show already? It's just one of those shows where every week you hope to get something good,
right?
And then they might give you a little nugget at the end, and that's supposed to, like, satiate your hunger for this show to
that is
really it, come across as something important, and it just they're just stringing you along.
It's definitely a toss-up from week to week.
I think the show is actually a dream inside Tom Cruise's head.
Now, one thing is that Henry was telling John that he never punched the buttons and let the counter reach zero and nothing happened. It's all a big joke, you know? Do you guys believe that, or is he just screwing around?
Yeah. I think
I don't believe anything on this show. You know, it's just another one of that was the little bit they're throwing out for you.
Now, one thing I keep thinking about this show is that another creation of J.J. Abrams. He co-created Lost with that Damon Lindelof guy, but there was a whole subplot running through all of Alias about Rambaldi. It was never satisfying. Nothing was ever brought to a resolution in a way that felt completely satisfying. Do you agree, Bill?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was like after 4 seasons, and it was in its 5th season that's going to continue on now. But I'm just saying, with Lost, we may not get satisfying answers ever.
It's going to be like Alias, where it's really good for the first 2 seasons, and then it kind of trickles off, and then they get a little better in the 4th, and then by the 5th, everyone's going to be so sick and friggin' tired at the questions and no answers that they're just going to cancel it.
Like the 3rd and 4th season of Alias, it was hit and miss from week to week. Sometimes it'd be a good episode, sometimes it wasn't, and they'd start to bring Rambaldi stuff back. It would be kind of interesting, and then
What the hell did any of that mean? So
they the whole they cancel the show before they get rescued, and then they'll have a return to Lost, like Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But the thing is, as long as this show is a successful series, they don't want to end things. They can't answer anything, because that's what makes the show interesting. So I don't think we're ever going to really be truly satisfied with the show.
So everybody's going to quit watching it, so they'll cancel it, so they'll answer questions.
I really liked the Locke episode last week. I thought this episode was okay, but it was kind of disappointing that they covered something that really had nothing to do with what was going on the island. It was interesting to see Hurley. Did you guys know right away that Dave was an imaginary figure?
From the first scene, whenever he walked into the gym.
And I knew as soon as the guy took a picture of it, it's like, okay, they're going to reveal that he was never there. And, you know.
Yeah, it was really lazy.
Yeah, we knew.
And quite frankly, the whole Locke episode last week, the stuff on the island was good. Everything else was just garbage, because we already know that Locke's a pushover in his real life, that he's always being used by someone. Or, you know, it just...
And the flashback with his dad, it was kind of like just a repeat of what happened before, but it shows...
Yeah.
One thing also I fear about this is, like, with Kate, what did she do? She blew up her real dad. But what's going to happen is they're going to finally reveal how Lost lost his ability to walk, and it's not going to be very satisfying either.
The only episodes I've ever enjoyed about any character are the Jack episodes. The Jack episodes always have something that it's dramatic, it's entertaining. You know, I've never had a problem with the Jack episode.
My favorite episode of the first season was the Locke episode, where you find out at the end that he was in a wheelchair. I think that's, like, the best episode. I love that episode.
That was good.
But, you know...
Plus, I loved any Jack episode with Julie Bowen in it.
Right.
Because I need my Carol Vesey fix.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's Lost this week. We'll check out what happens next week. Is it a new one again next week, or is it a rerun?
Yes.
It's new again.
Oh, my. Well, oh, my
two
God.
In a row?
Yay! They
and
like
then it
us.
Goes on Yay!
What better way to talk about Lost than to play a clip first, encapsulating the entire episode?
My God, Rose, they've given up.
On what?
On getting rescued.
So, Henry, I'm going out to the line that we're not supposed to cross and telling them that we've got you. And when we get Walt back, you might just have been worth all the trouble.
They'll never give you Walt.
I'm going back out into the jungle to talk to our friend with the beard. See if we can make a trade.
And you're inviting me along because you want a gun, huh?
I'm not inviting you. I'm inviting Kate. And I've already got a gun, but thanks for offering.
Hey, you got Locke, he's scribbling, drawing pictures.
Henry, did you enter the numbers? Did you push the button or not?
Oh, this part was great. Henry's evil smile.
The letters have to be really big. These black rocks will get maximum contrast with the sand. There's a lava field about a half a mile inland that's just loaded with them. We're going to haul them out in two-man teams.
A lava
and
field?
I am going to start sketching out the letters in the sand. Let's do this.
Hey, I can sketch the letters.
I predicted
Everybody's
volcano
got a job,
erupting
really.
In the future.
I do my job. You do yours.
I am just trying to do something.
That's exactly right. You're always trying to do. Why can't you just let things be?
If I didn't always have to do something, you wouldn't be here.
Ooh.
Yeah, a bird.
Somebody eating it's Cheerios.
Wait, no.
Whoa!
Ow, ow, ooh, ow.
What was the deal with this trap, anyway? Who said it? Was it Russo's?
I'm trying to get the gun.
Yeah.
Got it. Oh, all right. Try to shoot the rope.
A lot of grunting going on there.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Whoa, nice gun sound. Foggy, make a clip of that. Whoa, nice. That was kind of cheesy, the way they escaped, wasn't it?
I'm done with the hatch.
Oh, now you're just frustrated. You'll be out of that splint and running around the island again in no time.
Jack said it'd be at least 4 weeks.
But, honey, you and I both know it's not going to take that long.
Ooh, man. Got an umbrella?
Hey!
Once again, something happens in the last 10 minutes.
You want him back? You're going to have to come out here! I'll be right here until you talk to me! I'll be right here!
I lied to you. Back in Australia, Isaac, he did didn't heal me.
Of course he did.
He didn't heal me. But that doesn't mean I'm not healed. It's this place. Trust me.
You don't want to be rescued, do you? He won't ever leave Rose.
Two characters, background characters. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Why?
I'm not.
Oh, me neither. I enjoyed watching. Oh, what? Didn't Michael look like he had some kind of crap all over his face?
Silky dirt, dude.
Oh, he had silky dirt all over his face. That's what it was. Now, basically, this episode, as you could tell, was about Bernard and Rose. Two characters aren't really main characters. I think there was enough characters for them not to do a story about this couple. But, hey, I'm not the writer of the show. They can do whatever they want, right? The thing I thought was interesting is that Bernard learns that Rose has cancer, terminal cancer, and he finds like this faith healer in Australia. That's what they were doing there. When they go to visit the guy kind of does a similar thing that, remember the psychic did to Claire, where he kind of tries to read her, and then he's kind of like kind of disturbed by what he sees or feels, and he goes, I can't heal you. But he does explain that the magnetic fields of the Earth, there are certain sections that are very strong areas on the Earth that could heal people, but this isn't the spot for her. Now, that basically what it determines is she, like Locke, was healed by the island due to its magnetic power or something. Am I right, Stephen?
Correct, yes.
Now, here's the thing that bothered me. She explains to her husband, Bernard, that he couldn't heal me. He's like, well, maybe he did. She goes, no, he didn't. But couldn't she have said he couldn't heal me, and I lied and I said that he did heal me, so you would stop. But she never says that, so he's like, well, maybe he did heal you. Did that bother you, Vanessa?
I didn't even notice, to be honest with you.
Well, I did, and I'm not watching this show anymore. Just kidding. So we'll see next week on... No. It's not on next week. It's...
Nope, of course not. Another break. Big oh, shocker.
Man.
Damn, dude.
That sucks.
Look at that chunk, dude.
Yeah, look at that chunk, Steven.
Chunk of missing time.
A chunk of missing time. Exactly, Steven. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But Michael's back. And what's cool on the previews, he says something about there's not that many. We could take them. So... Ooh, I'm rubbing my hands again to see what happens. Woohoo! But I thought this episode was okay. I didn't think it was great. Quite honestly, I don't care about Bernard and Rose, so I kind of was like kind of annoyed it was even covering them. It was kind of like the episode where it covered the opposite side of the island, the Tailenders. I really didn't care about them. You know, we'll see what happens. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, they're probably setting up something for the island with Bernard. Yeah. And
what do you think, Jay Leno?
All
right.
God help me.
Exactly, Vanessa. God help us.
Chunk fuck.
Let's check out what happened on this week's Lost.
What was that? If you're gonna say something, you're gonna have to speak up.
You killed two of us, good people who were leaving you alone.
I forgive you for hitting me with your crutch.
Why'd you try to hurt Anna Lucia but not me?
Because you're one of the good ones, John.
A good what?
When that woman caught me in her trap. I was on my way here, John. I was coming for you.
Locke, get out of here!
Michael.
Jack.
I found them. They live in tents. Canvas tents and teepees. They eat dried fish.
They're Native Americans?
You speak with fucking tongue.
They keep it guarded 24/7.
If we trade beaver pelts, they'll give us back Walt.
Guns, and two guns is all I saw. They're barely armed. We can take them.
Me, Chief Wigwam.
As soon as I get my strength back, I will take us back.
Chief Wiggum? Too many Hank Azaria references.
Hey, buddy.
Where are you going?
Get our guns back from Sawyer.
Who's going to take care of Michael?
I'll stay.
It's time to give us the guns back.
Not a good idea.
Just go play in the jungle, huh?
Take us to the guns. Now.
Oh, that bitch. She stole my damn gun. Anna Lucia.
Why would she need a gun?
Jack. I need to tell you something.
Cut yourself loose.
He kept saying you were misunderstood.
What are you talking about?
Goodwin.
I can't wait till this guy is killed.
He told us all about you. How he thought you were worthy, and that he could change you. But he was wrong.
Silky dirt, dude.
So this is it, huh?
He's like an irritating Yoda.
Yes, Henry.
Yeah.
This is it.
Stop the backwards speak, punk ass.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't even kill him.
Bang. Ladesh.
I'll do it. Give me the gun. I'll kill him.
Michael was great in Oz, too.
I'm sorry.
For what?
Michael!
Jesus! It's a bloodbath.
Poor Hurley, I hope you got some of that.
Man, that last, like I always say, the last 10 minutes of Lost is the best 10 minutes. Because that totally, I did not expect that to happen. There's been rumors all year, that all season long, that Michelle Rodriguez would be killed off. Or even most recently, the Cynthia Watros would be, because she's apparently on this new show that's coming up with Tom Cavanaugh of Ed fame.
You know, Michelle Rodriguez and Cynthia Watros are going to be getting killed off, and JJ's like, no, absolutely not. They're terrific actresses.
But you know what? I'm glad he didn't say anything, because even if I knew in the future they were going to get killed, this took me totally by surprise, because I did not think it would happen in this episode, right?
No, yeah, exactly. It was very abrupt and shocking.
I was even laughing earlier when it was obvious that Anna Lucia has sex with Sawyer to get his gun, like this rough tumble to sex scene. I thought was hilarious. You know, there was a lot of different stuff going on. What was genius, and I'll tell you this much, I don't know if you noticed it, Bill, but there was a Hanzo organization commercial on the last commercial break. And when
I just wasn't paying attention. I never do it to commercials.
Well, see, what's funny is the Hanzo Foundation site has been down for a long time this season. It was up earlier in the season after the orientation video, and you could watch the orientation video online, but it's been down all this time. So that commercial comes on, and I'm like, oh, man, that's sweet. I bet you you can call a number. I bet you they've totally changed the website. I can't wait to check it out. And so my mind was on that stupid commercial. And then when that scene happens where they kill Anna Lucia and Libby, it totally like just freaked me out, because my mind was kind of thinking about the website and everything. They did a good kind of switch on me where I was occupied. Do you know what I'm saying?
Flabbergasted.
I was gabberflasted is what I was. Let's check out the Hanzo commercial.
Since the dawn of time, man has been curious, imagining all that is possible. The Hanzo Foundation, reaching out to a better tomorrow. Discover the experience for yourself.
And then you call the number, and it gives you this little password. It's pretty cool. But this Lost was really good. I got to say that it really... So,
pulled the rug right out from under you.
Yes, it did, sir. What do you think, Bill? Thumbs up on this episode? You think it's going to be a great ending?
Thumbs up for at least the last 10 minutes. The backstory with Jack's dad and Anna Lucia was a little filler for me, you know. It was just
I'm like, what? And also the whole, he goes to visit a lady that people are saying online, maybe it's Claire's mom and Jack is related to Claire. Who cares? Just tell me what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So that's Lost this week. Can't wait to see what happens in the rest of the season. But we got another show to talk about, and that's Lost. Let's check it out.
Otis!
The work being done in this place is important, Echo. You must help John. You must make him take you to the question mark.
Michael!
You shot me!
Go!
I got him! Come on, we gotta get you up, right?
Let me help you.
She's dead.
Ow!
Get out of here, okay?
When did this happen? How long ago did he leave?
20 minutes, maybe a half hour ago.
We can pick up the trail. Catch up.
We should have our pizza by now.
John, you have tracking experience, yes?
Yes. I answered for you.
Here's a rhetorical question.
Dang it.
I can make her comfortable. I don't have what I need.
Why are you looking at me? I gave you all the damn meds 2 days ago.
The heroin, Sawyer.
And the condoms. I need protection.
Good lord.
We kept the guys here.
Fooled you, didn't I?
So hey, guys. You seen Libby around?
Oh, she's dead, Hurley.
Anyway, we're busy right now, so,
She's busy.
Piss
dying.
Off, John.
Wake up, John.
Oh!
The man that you
lower lumbar. Inside.
Well, would have filled out in the morning.
Anything? It wasn't even me. It was you.
He wanted me to follow him.
Follow him where?
To Paradise City, where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Hey, who wouldn't want to go there? Please take me home.
I don't see nothing. John.
Do you know what they find under the plane?
A body. A treasure chest.
A Starbucks.
Sweet. They find another hatch.
The hatch too.
John.
Electric Boogaloo.
Hello. I'm Dr. Mark Wickman. This is the orientation film for Station 5 of the Dharma Initiative. Your duty is to observe team members in another station on the island. All you need to know is the subjects believe their job is of the utmost importance.
My pathetic little life is as useless as that button! It's meaningless.
My brother Yemi was placed on a plane.
Yemi.
Which took off from an airstrip in Nigeria.
I mean,
and
yummy.
Somehow, here. I found him in the same plane that took off from Nigeria. That has gone.
Quinky dink, ain't it?
How can you say this is meaningless?
Like this, meaningless.
Well, now that you say it in that terrific African accent of yours, it's not meaningless.
I'm sorry.
It's quite eloquent.
He made it, Libby. It's okay, it's all right.
No, you idiots. She says Michael, and they're like, oh, he's going to be pretty good. Libby, she's like, oh, I'm just going to die and get it over with. So frustrating. Ah, yes, another episode of Lost. Now, see, Steven, what they find is a hatch underground. And it's like an observation hatch. It's called the Pearl. And it has a bunch of old TV monitors. And they watch what's going on in all the different hatches. Except there's only one monitor that works, apparently. And it's the Swan Station. They're watching the screen and they see Jack walk by. Like, what the hell? And there's got like rows of notebooks that they're supposed to write everything down. And there's even like one of those pneumatic tubes where you stick the message in, it goes, shroom, you know?
Goes somewhere.
And
Locke, to the bank.
Locke decides to stick his little bank statement with the map that he was trying to draw from the wall. He sticks it in there and it gets sucked up. I don't know what the hell is going on with that, but I thought it was really... I get real excited whenever there's something like that on the show, like, something oh, this is neat. Yeah, something neat. And on the recording, the guy even says, when you're supposed to do this 8 hours a day where you observe, and then he says, at the end of your eight-hour shift, go to the Pala Ferry, and then it gets garbled, and it's like there's some kind of ferry on the island. Like, you can ride to the other side. Is this like an old amusement park or something?
I keep telling you, it's not that kind of ferry. It's a gay man.
Oh, and he gives you like a piggyback ride. Oh, man. You're always one step ahead, Bill.
I know.
Bill is riding this show. Oh, Jesus. How great would it have been that he leave the hatch and this guy's like, you guys ready? Hop on my back. And Echo's like, who are you?
I'm the ferry ride.
I was also thinking how great the plane is on top of the hatch the whole time. How great would it have been they open it up. There's a dead guy in there who obviously starved to death because he couldn't leave the hatch. It's like, there's something on top of the door. I can't get out. So he's just
so they just happen to land there during between shifts.
Yeah, but I don't know what the hell's going on with that.
So it's a test, basically, to see if you'll go nuts protecting the island.
We don't even know that yet.
Yeah, it says your job is to write down what the people are doing and their different jobs and all the different hatches. All you need to know is they believe that they're doing something that is of the utmost importance.
I think that these DeGroote people are kind of like L. Ron Hubbards. I think this is some weird Scientologist experiment.
It's possible. How great would that be?
If you do not push this button, Xenu will escape.
He's under the island around a volcano where all the Thetans are. Now, Bill, have you been playing the Lost Experience? You know, they have the commercials where you unlock clues.
No, but for the first time I saw that Hanzo Foundation commercial last week during the last 15 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I've been going to like the HanzoFoundation.org, and
Another one too. I can't remember what.
Right,
it is.
It's Lyman something. I forget what it is, but there's a cool website I found that's taking down all the clues, and they'll spell everything out for you, so you don't have to. Like, if you have better stuff to do during the day and you just want to read the clues, the Lost Experience clues.blogspot.com has like everything you need to know. That way you won't have to hunt everything down. It's pretty cool. I'll take a look at that so I don't have to, you know, some people like to look around for clues and stuff, but I just want to know what the stuff is saying. I just think it's kind of a neat thing. But anyway, that's Lost. You know, the season's coming to a close. I hope it has a good finale. Remember season one, Bill, a lot of people were upset because they thought that the episode one of this season should have been the finale last season. Now, will they end on a big explosive finale? I don't know.
No, there's no way in hell they will. They won't. It'll be just the same as last season where people go,
peter out.
What?
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited about Lost, you guys, because the last Lost was really good. What did you think, Vanessa?
I liked it. It finally tied a few things up, you know.
One thing I was disappointed in, I don't know if you guys were, but Michael, I was hoping, had been brainwashed or his brain had been tampered with. Mm-hmm. But it looks like he's just an idiot.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's check out what happened on this week's Lost.
Hey, put him up!
Don't move. You're Walt's old man, aren't you?
What?
Whoa!
Oh, damn it!
That's it, all done.
Yeah, they take Michael's blood. What are they doing with his blood?
Hello, Michael.
Where's my son?
My name is Miss Clue. I was hoping you might help me answer.
And I am Colonel Mustard.
Not Walt.
You bring him to me right now.
Walt was stabbed in the conservatory
with a candlestick.
Development since you came here, Michael. One of our people was captured by yours.
So we'll get him back.
Yes, this is very horrible.
But you can.
I want to see my son.
You bring him in here right now!
Whoa, very demanding.
You have 3 minutes.
Did they hurt you?
They make me take tests.
They make you what?
We're not going to talk about that.
Math ones are especially hard.
You want me to put you in the room again?
Hey, wait. Come here, Walt. I'm sorry, come here.
Dad!
Let him go! Walt, wait here.
I love you!
Walt, I love you too, Walt.
Let me go!
We're going to get you out of here.
After you release our man, I'm going to need you to do something else. 4 of your friends. We need you to bring them here. If you don't bring all the people on the list...
Why does she want them, Steve?
You'll never see Walt again.
Because they're the last of the good ones.
If I do what you say...
You get your son back.
Don't believe them. Hello?
You both go free.
And I want the boat.
Yeah, they'll give you that. Kind of friggin' moron.
I have to get my son back.
I promise, we're going to figure that out.
No, I have already figured it out. It's got to be just the people who already know. You, me, Kate, Sawyer, Hurley. That's it. Anybody else? It puts him in more danger. It's my call. And that's the way it has to be.
I think Michael has been compromised.
What do you mean compromised?
His actions are not those of a man who is telling the truth.
Why would he lie to
Thank
us?
Thank God for one
because
smart person on the island.
Would do anything for his son. Because I believe that Michael may have freed Henry. And because I believe he's leading you into a trap.
Libby was... She was my friend. It's not fair that this happened to her. It's not. I'm going with you. Goodbye, Libby.
Boat. Boat!
A schooner.
A boat.
A mysterious boat. What's on the boat, Steven? Vanessa, any guesses? You think the boat is a way to get off the island, or something else is going on there? In the episode where they find the Pearl station, at the end of a thing it says, take the ferry, the Paula ferry, to somewhere after your shift. Some people are thinking this is the ferry. It's not really a ferry, but it's a boat to take you to the living quarters or something, maybe. I don't know. There's so much speculation, but some people are thinking that Desmond's going to pop out and go, hey, everybody, and have some champagne or something.
I'm just kind of wondering, is it even just a boat that's out there and the island is, as we had thought before, cloaked?
Right. Maybe it's like anything else, weather, the balloons, the airplane, everything gets drawn there, sucked there. Maybe it'll introduce a new character. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But all I know is I don't want to spend
Michelle
too much
Rodriguez's
time.
Michelle Rodriguez's twin sister.
No, they brought her back. No, I don't want them to spend too much time on stuff, introducing new stuff I don't care about. I want answers to stuff we already know. Like, it looks like in the previews, somebody's turning a Dharma key. It looks like Locke is freaking out. Now, remember what Yimmy, Echo's brother, wanted to set Locke back on his path. And that's what he did. You see at the very end of the episode, Locke cuts off his brace on his leg, his two sticks with the tape around it. You know, that's what you do in the wilderness. Ever since we were kids and we saw Land of the Lost, you put two sticks on and then you put tape around it. And that's how you fix a leg.
Now he's better. And
now he's all better. And, you know, he knows where other hatches are, according to the map. Roughly, they're in the different corners around the island. So, I really get into that stuff. I love when they find the new hatches and stuff. I think that's
cool. Find out what's going on in those hatches.
So, I can't wait for the season finale of Lost. I just, I hope it's a lot better than season one. Season one wasn't too bad. It had some great moments on the finale. But I really hope that there's something fantastic in this one.
Did you hear that, JJ?
Yeah. I don't know. I think he was busy watching MI3. No, did you hear that Carlton Coos, whatever you say his name, and Damon Lindelof?
I hope that they don't do like they're going to do with BSG and say, coming back January 2007 or something like that.
Well, it's funny that you say that. I do know this, that next season Lost will not have any reruns, but it will not be consecutive week to week. What they'll do is they'll show... It'll be like 22 episodes. I think this year it was 23 episodes. Maybe they will next year. But they'll show like 11 episodes of Lost, uninterrupted, week to week. Then they'll take like a 13-week break. and then come back for the rest of the season to continue uninterrupted.
There's going to be like 3.0 and 3.1?
Yeah, so that's not too bad, is it? I mean, it's better than having weeks and weeks, you know, one new one, 3 weeks of reruns, then a new one again, then two new ones, then, you know what I mean. I like this idea better. That'll be pretty cool. There'll be some continuity, because it's so crazy on the show when a character says, 6 days ago, and it's like, no, that was like last year, man. What the hell are you talking about? I really can't wait to watch the DVD set of this, because I'll watch the entire season of Lost in one evening, and it'll be better continuity. That would be a lot cooler. You know what else was dedicated to Paul Gleason was the season finale of Lost. Or it should have been.
Those bastards.
See anything?
No.
Whoa, whoa!
This is all there is left. This ocean and this place here. We are stuck in a bloody snow globe.
Ah, my theory was right, Stephen. Ha!
That is where they were set.
You said they were in a snow globe.
While Mike leads you by land, I can approach far more quickly by sea. And I can go ashore undetected.
Go ashore and do what?
Scout them.
Are you sure about this, brother?
I'm more sure about this than anything in my entire life.
He's dead. We have to find the other one.
No! I know what you're doing, Michael! Now tell them the truth.
It was the only way.
We're all gonna get killed and you knew it. And you let us come anyway.
It's too late for that.
We already caught him following us once. If they don't believe that we trust Michael, they'll kill us all. But you have to know that I would never bring you out here if I didn't have a plan.
What plan?
That's the rock Michael described. They're here.
Oh, bollocks. What are they?
Oh, 400 SR moves ping pong table again.
Hey, Doc. What'd you say Saeed's signal's gonna be when the coast is clear to hit that beach party?
Sawyer!
When did you come here? How long ago?
September 22nd.
I think I crashed your plane.
That was the first episode of Nowhere Mulberry was released. Oh my god! We caused a plane to crash.
It's a lie! It's not real! Wait! Desmond!
I see you in another life, brother!
System failure!
Oh dear!
Yes! I was wrong.
That's a great moment. He says I was wrong.
Well, I'm moving it.
I love you, Penny.
Ears. Yeah, we get the point, Foggy.
Sounds like an airplane crashing.
That's what I thought.
And all is calm again.
I thought it was too bad.
dead.
Oh, and then the door lands up.
Yeah, I can drive a boat.
Good. Then you're going to take this boat and follow a compass bearing of 325.
Henry was channeling Kevin Spacey in the scene.
You and your son will find rescue.
Yeah.
You go. You can go back to your camp.
I don't like that lady.
To tell the rest of your people,
Miss Clue,
never come here.
Or
we don't have the food to feed you, Hugo.
Yeah. Was her name D? Now this is a real mind screw right here.
I think we found it.
They're speaking Wookiee.
Esperanto.
Now, I wasn't expecting a lot from the Lost finale. I thought it would be okay, but I was riveted through the whole thing, and I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, it got me excited. Which
more
was
so than a lot of the episodes for me.
It was the opposite of the finale last season, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I had like a giddy excitement over it. I thought the Desmond storyline was great. I mean, I fell in love with this character. I thought it was a great character.
They had obviously been saving that one for the last episode, and they just had it written perfectly. I was just absolutely riveted through the entire thing. And kudos to the Lost crew for coming up with something that actually left us wanting more the way a good season finale should.
The bit with that Clancy Brown turns out to be Kelvin I thought was great. And I'm so glad. This is why you don't pay attention to spoilers, so something like that surprises you, you know?
Right.
And I thought it was great that he was fixing up his boat, and he was pretty much getting ready to leave.
He was going to screw him totally.
Screw Desmond over. And it looks like that's what that job consisted of, is suckering somebody else into pushing the button so you can leave. I was to the point where I was like Locke, where I didn't think the button did anything. Did you guys think that too?
Yeah, I was totally convinced that the button was the social experiment. But it looks like the Pearl was the social experiment.
Right, that the messages were just going into a field. Nobody's ever reading them. It was just pointless. And the button basically was very important. And it kind of drove me nuts that Locke smashed the monitor. And I almost thought, maybe you can still... if I smash my monitor, my computer still works and my keyboard, maybe he could have still input the code at that point.
Right.
But you never know. It's an old computer.
An old TI-88.
Now, of course, this episode answered a few questions. What brought the plane down? And it raised a few other ones, like what happened when Desmond turned the key?
What was that big pseudo-explosion, big white light?
Yeah, what was that white event that happened where everyone was covering their ears?
Well, what bothered me about it was the others weren't really affected by it. Everybody was like, what was that? What was that? And the others were just kind of like, oh, okay, so now let's get on with this. Michael, go.
Right, maybe...
You can go back. It's like they knew what was happening or what it was.
Maybe, I was thinking maybe Pseudo Henry, I don't know another name for him, was thinking, I will deal with this. And he goes, let's finish with business, and maybe he's going to figure out what's going on, but I don't know.
You know, we've learned not to believe everything we see so far. I think that this season has really been strong with that. So I don't even believe, they made it look like Henry, for lack of a better name, is the leader.
Right, and
something is telling me that there's someone above him or more people above him.
Right,
and you also find out
he's just acting like he's
the leader of that small group.
Things aren't as they seem.
Yeah, there was a great scene where Mr. Friendly, the guy with the beard, where Kate's like, "I know you're," and he's like, "Excuse me," and she says, Tom, she knows your beard is fake. And he's like, oh, thanks, Kate. This sure is itchy. And he takes it off. And he goes, and thanks for telling him my name, D, or whatever her name. I was either B or D. I can't remember.
Right.
It was great. They showed his name is Tom. They're just regular people. And they look like hillbillies. I love that. They're just hillbillies, I swear.
Well, it also showed that the camp was fake.
Right.
There was nothing behind the door they were guarding except a block wall.
And that was interesting because...
in any of the huts.
I want to know what they... Is the Dharma Initiative a big joke is what I want to know. You know, we need to find out who the others are. I mean,
well, is it centered somewhere else, you know, like something else is watching that.
Right, and there's that scene, that weird scene where Saeed and Jin and Sun are going around the island and they see a giant foot statue with four toes. What was that about? I just kind of laughed at that, like, thanks a lot, you know.
It's a giant Simpsons.
Yeah, it was like a Planet of the Apes moment.
Yeah, it was like, what is more unsettling, that the rest of the statue's missing or that it has four toes? So naturally everyone's like, I'm going to Google four-toed statues, see what this is all about. You also have...
I have a theory. There was a pygmy tribe in the southern Pacific that had four toes.
And not...
They're the Dharma Initiative.
One of my favorite moments was when Sawyer says, I have a theory. They're all aliens. I thought that was great. Some people come up with theories, but they have no explanation. They say, hey, I got a theory. They're all aliens. Yep. Yeah, I explained it. It's like, that explains nothing.
Just kind of wonder if it's like, well, when what's-his-name said, I'll see you in another world.
I'll see you in another life,
another
brother.
Another life, brother, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it like a parallel universe type thing?
I don't know. You know? I mean, at the very end, that's another thing. They showed the two guys, and they turn out they're Portuguese, what they say. They're speaking Portuguese.
Is that what they were speaking?
Yeah.
I had a whole theory that it was like Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah, it could be. Jacob's Ladder was...
all in chemically induced in some dude's mind.
And the guy just needs to move on to heaven, I think, is what it turns out. Eventually,
yeah, it's like Jacob's Ladder.
Well, no, it's like
Jacob's Ladder, you know? It's like Jacob's Ladder. And yeah, I really enjoy their stories.
If Macaulay Culkin shows up, you're right, my friend. Now, what happens is that at the very end, these two guys are in, like, this weather station, or, you know, they're in the snow, and they're in some kind of...
big Arctic weather station. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'd call it.
And they detect this magnetic anomaly, and then they call up Penny, who was Desmond's love of his life. He said he'd return in a year, and it's been over 3 years. And they said, we think we found it. Now, what did they find? That's a little cliffhanger. And that was a good mind screw at the end, because this is the first time we've seen something take place that's not in a flashback and not on the island, and it's in the real world right now, which I think is really cool.
Well, as far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we know. But I think that's what it was telling us. This is what's going on.
Right.
And
maybe there'll be a new group of people to come and won't be able to get off the island.
It would be interesting if there are two things going on next season, showing the Losties existing with the others and the mysteries of the island, but people on the outside trying to find this place, like separate characters. Also, we see that Michael gets to leave with Walt. He gives him a heading to follow, and he will be rescued. Let's see what happens with that. Because I think Michael's...
Yeah, that was an answer we got about the Pala Ferry. So obviously that boat was the Pala Ferry. And for the guy to just say, head to, you know, compass number 325, and someone there will pick you up and, you know, send you off or whatever. So obviously people are still there for the Dharma Initiative, as in the orientation film for the Pearl, whenever they said, when you're done with your shift, go to the Dharma, go to the Pala Ferry.
You wondered that with Clancy Brown, because he was waiting. When Desmond shows up, he was hoping that he was his relief to come and...
Yeah.
You think that maybe no one is paying attention to the Dharma Initiative anymore, but then they still got the food drop. So there's all those issues raised. But this 2-hour season finale blew away Alias, and it blew away 24, for as far as I'm concerned. And I didn't think anything could top Veronica Mars' finale, but Lost really did it for me. I was more interested in what was going on in the hatch than the Kate Sawyer and Jack stuff, but as a whole, I love the whole Desmond storyline. And
I just love holes in general.
Right. Exactly. That was Lost Talk, and we'll see you next year.
Without warning, they fell from the sky. They stood together, fought together, endured together. They're free from the world, free from their past. They finally have a chance to discover who they really are. And what could be more terrifying than that?
Find yourself lost. The brand new season premieres Wednesday, October 4th at 9, 8 central, only on ABC.